ਸਤਿਨਾਮ ਕਰਤਾ ਪੁਰਖ ਨਿਰਭਉ ਨਿਰਵੈਰ ਅਕਾਲ ਮੂਰਤ ਅਜੂਨੀ ਸਹਿ ਭੰਗ ਗੁਰ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਜਪ ਆਦਿ ਸੱਚ ਜੁਗਾਦ ਸੱਚ ਹੈ ਭੀ ਸੱਚ ਨਾਨਕ ਹੋਸੀ ਭੀ ਸੱਚ ਇਕ ਓਅੰਕਾਰ ਸਤਿਨਾਮ ਕਰਤਾ ਪੁਰਖ ਨਿਰਭਉ ਨਿਰਵੈਰ ਅਕਾਲ ਮੂਰਤ ਅਜੂਨੀ ਸਹਿ ਭੰਗ ਗੁਰ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਜਪ ਆਦਿ ਸੱਚ ਜੁਗਾਦ ਸੱਚ ਹੈ ਭੀ ਸੱਚ ਨਾਨਕ ਹੋਸੀ ਭੀ ਸੱਚ ਇਕ ਓਅੰਕਾਰ ਸਤਿਨਾਮ ਕਰਤਾ ਪੁਰਖ ਨਿਰਭਉ ਨਿਰਵੈਰ ਅਕਾਲ ਮੂਰਤ ਅਜੂਨੀ ਸਹਿ ਭੰਗ ਗੁਰ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਜਪ ਆਦਿ ਸੱਚ ਜੁਗਾਦਿ ਸੱਚ ਹੈ ਭੀ ਸੱਚ ਨਾਨਕ ਹੋਸੀ ਭੀ ਸੱਚ ਇਕ ਓਅੰਕਾਰ ਸਤਿਨਾਮ ਕਰਤਾ ਪੁਰਖ ਨਿਰਭਉ ਨਿਰਵੈਰ ਅਕਾਲ ਮੂਰਤ ਅਜੂਨੀ ਸਹਿ ਭੰਗ ਗੁਰ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਜਪ ਆਦਿ ਸੱਚ ਜੁਗਾਦਿ ਸੱਚ ਹੈ ਭੀ ਸੱਚ ਨਾਨਕ ਹੋਸੀ ਭੀ ਸੱਚ ਇਕ ਓਅੰਕਾਰ ਸਤਿਨਾਮ ਕਰਤਾ ਪੁਰਖ ਨਿਰਭਉ ਨਿਰਵੈਰ ਅਕਾਲ ਮੂਰਤ ਅਜੂਨੀ ਸਹਿ ਭੰਗ ਗੁਰ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਜਪ ਆਦਿ ਸੱਚ ਜੁਗਾਦਿ ਸੱਚ ਹੈ ਭੀ ਸੱਚ ਨਾਨਕ ਹੋਸੀ ਭੀ ਸੱਚ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ
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 ਗਿਆਨ ਧਿਆਨ ਕਿਛ ਕਰਮ ਨਾ ਜਾਣਾ ਨਾਹਿਨ ਨਿਰਮਲ ਕਰਨੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਕੈ ਅੰਚਲ ਲਾਵਹੋ ਬਿਖਮ ਨਦੀ ਜਾਇ ਤਰਣੀ ਗਿਆਨ ਧਿਆਨ ਕਿਛ ਕਰਮ ਨ ਜਾਣਾ ਸਾਰ ਨ ਜਾਣਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਸਭ ਤੇ ਵੱਡਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਨਾਨਕ ਜਿਨ ਕਲ ਰਾਖੀ ਮੇਰੀ ਤੇਰੇ ਜੋਰ ਮੈਂ ਗੁੰਗਾ ਕਹਿਤਾ ਹੂੰ ਤੇਰਾ ਸਦਕਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ
ਸਤਨਾਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਚੇਤ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਅਰਾਧਿਆ ਹੋਵੈ ਆਨੰਦ ਘਣਾ ਸੰਤ ਜਨਾ ਮਿਲ ਪਾਈਐ ਰਸਨਾ ਨਾਮ ਭਣਾ ਜਿਨ ਪਾਇਆ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਆਪਣਾ ਆਏ ਤਿਸਹੇ ਗਣਾ ਇਕ ਖਿਨ ਤਿਸ ਬਿਨ ਜੀਵਣਾ ਬਿਰਥਾ ਜਨਮ ਜਣਾ ਜਲ ਥਲ ਮਹੀਅਲ ਪੂਰਿਆ ਰਵਿਆ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਣਾ ਸੋ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਚਿਤ ਨ ਆਵਈ ਕਿੱਤੜਾ ਦੁਖ ਗਣਾ ਜਿਨੀ ਰਾਵਿਆ ਸੋ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਤਿੰਨਾ ਭਾਗ ਮਣਾ ਹਰ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਉ ਮਨ ਲੋਚਦਾ ਨਾਨਕ ਪਿਆਸ ਮਨਾ ਚੇਤ ਮਿਲਾਈ ਸੋ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਤਿਸ ਕੈ ਪਾਏ ਲਗਾ ਚੇਤ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਅਰਾਧਿਐ ਹੋਵੈ ਆਨੰਦ ਘਣਾ
ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ ਧੰਨ ਧੰਨ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਪਤਿਤ ਪਾਵਨ ਭਗਤ ਵਛਲ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਦੇ ਖਜ਼ਾਨੇ ਜੋਤ ਰੂਪ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਸਾਜੀ ਨਿਵਾਜੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਵੀ ਬਲੈਸਡ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਗੈਦਰਡ ਹੀਅਰ ਟੁਡੇ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੈਂਕਚੁਰੀ ਆਫ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ the embodiment of akal purakh wahiguru the lord god on this earth the dasapat sahiyan di jot the form of all the 10 gurus collected tan sri guru granth sahib ji is sat on their throne blessing us all and allowing us to come in their sad sangat we've been blessed this morning by listening to the kirtan by Bhai Sukhjinder Singh from Birmingham. Now, we are going to continue learning the discourse of Gurbani by vicharing the arth of Chet da Mahina, the month of Chet. The Khalsa Panth a few days ago celebrated the new year, and the Khalsa calendar stretches or begins in the middle of March and it goes all the way around the year, with the months beginning in the middle of our English months to the next middle of the month. The first month is the month of Chet. Chet is the first month of the Khalsa calendar, and we celebrated that new year a few days ago. Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji, in their part, Bare Maha, have given us teachings for each month of the year that we can take away and put them into our lives so we can live our lives following those teachings for that month. In the old days, before the coming of Sri Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji, many people of India would believe in these months. And on the day or the start of a new month, they would go to a pandit, a Brahmin spiritual person, to give them a teaching. And over time, they would believe in that teaching to be the way that they would develop spiritually. When the gurus came to this earth to save humanity, the Sikhs at some point would still go on the beginning of each month. There came a time in the time of Tan Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji, the fifth guru of the Sikhs, where some Sikhs did a binti to Baba Buddha Sahib Ji, who was the first granthi of Sri Harmandir Sahib in Amritsar, that please ask, do binti to Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji to give a Sikhi teaching, a teaching that the Sikhs could go away with, and it would also eradicate those who would constantly still go to these Brahmins to learn or gain teachings or in their minds gain blessings. The beginning of each month, the Brahmins would give them shabads to do or different mantras to do and to worship. It's actually the worshipping of the sun. But in Sikhi, we only worship Akal Purkh Vaheguru through his name. And so even though the gurus had come to this world, many Sikhs, as in this day and age, they left the sanctuary of the guru and they went elsewhere looking for peace. When Baba Buddha Sahib Ji did the binti Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji, Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji explained that there is already a teaching for the month that Sri Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji has given in the Raga of Tukhari. Why don't you just listen to those teachings? But the Sadh Sangat at the time said those teachings are hard to understand and hard to contemplate. Please give us a teaching which we can understand a little bit better and so we can implement those in our lives. Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji then at that point in this Rag of Maj gave us the Bani of Barah Maha Maj. Guru Sahib Ji said at that time that the Bani of Sri Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji is Mool Roop, Mool meaning the root, the core teaching. And this Bani by Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji is Tika Roop, Tika meaning sort of like the explanation, the exposition of that Bani. So both Banis of Bare Maha have the same meanings, but it's sometimes easier to understand the meanings and contemplate the teachings in this Bani of Bare Maha Maj from Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji. And at the start of every month in most Gurdwara, in most Gurukars, the reading of the month happens and then we as Sikhs take away those teachings and implement those into our lives. As part of Sikh to Inspire, our seva that we're trying to go around every Gurdwara or travel to different Gurdwara to do Kirtan and Katha, we share the disposition of Bare Maha so we can then implement those teachings for that month into our lives. And so we are going to read and vichar and contemplate on the teachings of Chet da Mahina, the first month in Bare Maha, the first month of the Khalsa calendar. Before we can do that, there is a Shabad which explains the mindset of a Gursikh when we come to the sanctuary of Guru Sahib Ji, and maybe the mindset of those Sikhs when they did the binti to Baba Buddha Sahib Ji and Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji to give us a teaching. Maybe this was their mindset, this pre-Shabbat, before the months are explained. And in this Shabbat, maybe that should be the mindset that we come to the sanctuary of Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji and Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. So we're going to first contemplate those teachings before we take the teaching of this month.
Satnam Sri Vaheguru Sahib Ji, Kirt Karam Ke Vishade, Kar Kirpa Meloh Ram.
So when we come to the Gurukar, when we come to the sanctuary of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, in our minds we should have this thought, Kirt Karam Ke Vishade. We have, due to our actions, due to our karams, we have become separated from the true Lord. And then we should come when we matha take, Kar Kirpa Meloh Ram. We should do a bainti. We should ask Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji to bless us with that boon so we can become one with the Lord God. In this pankti described as Ram, Ram describes as Ramya Hoya, God who exists everywhere. So maybe that's the mindset we should come to the Gurdwara. Due to our actions, we have been separated. We have lived through many lives in this 8.4 million birth and death life cycle. We have reached this human form. We have been even more blessed by becoming or being born into Sikh families and coming into your sanctuary. But due to our actions, we are still separated. We still complete actions which break us from oneness with the Lord and join us with society and the materialistic way, the way of duality. Please, Tan Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, bless us with that boon so we can join with the true Lord Waheguru. And then we should ask further, Char Kunt Deh Dis Prame. Prame means we have wandered aimlessly in the all directions, Deh Dis, all the directions of the world. Char Kunt can be translated to the north, the south, the east, the west. We've wandered aimlessly all over the place, but we still haven't found the true Lord God. Char Kunt can also be further translated to the ways that we come into this world, how life comes into this world. Andaj, Jeraj, Setaj, Utabuj. There are four ways that life comes into this world. Andaj through eggs, through the womb, through sweat, and through growing like plants. So we, even though we're humans now, we have also been through these 8.4 million lives. So we have traveled through those different forms, but still we have not found the oneness with the true Lord, the meaning of life. Char Kunt can also be translated further. In our makeup of our body, we have Man, Chit, Buddha, and Hankar, which makes up our mind, our thought processes, our intellect, and obviously our ego, where decisions are made. And Dehadis can be described as our 10 senses, our 10 Gyanindriya, which are the senses of touch, smell, hearing, sight, and taste. And then our karmindri, what we complete actions, our 2 feet, our two hands, and our tongue. So we have traveled in all four directions. We have traveled all over the place. We have traveled through the Charasi Lakh Jun. We have even, through our senses, we have tried, but we still haven't found peace. We still haven't found oneness with the Lord. And Guru Sahib Ji explains that this is the mindset of a Gursikh when they're coming to the sanctuary. Just like a cow who cannot give milk, what is the use of that cow? And we as humans, we've been given this life, this human life, and this life of a Sikh even. But what use is that life if we don't do nishkam karam, actions where we're not asking for anything, actions that are solely for the blessings and the solely for the happiness from the Lord, so we can break free and become one with the Lord. Just like a field where you grow crops, if there's no rain there, what use is that field? What use are those crops when there is no rain to grow those crops? And then by growing those crops, we can't sell those to make money. What use is that field if there's no rain? What use is our lives if we are not one with the Lord, if we're not coming to the Sad Sangat, if we're not repeating His name? What use is that life? These are the bainthiyan we should be doing when we come into the sanctuary. Our husband, Lord, Hari, our friend, how can we find peace? How can we find peace when we have not one with the true Lord God, who is the giver, the organizer, and the deliverer of ourselves into themselves through this cycle of births and deaths?
ਜਿਤ ਘਰ ਹਰ ਕੰਤ ਨ ਪ੍ਰਗਟਈ ਭੱਠ ਨਗਰ ਸੇ ਗ੍ਰਾਮ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਇਜ਼ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊਸ ਦੈਟ ਪਲੇਸ ਦੈਟ ਬੋਡੀ ਵੇਅਰ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਖਿਲਨ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਐਸ ਹੌਟ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਖਿਲਨ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਾਈਬਡ ਐਜ਼ ਹੌਟ ਐਜ਼ ਦੋਜ਼ ਨਰਕਸ ਦੈਟ ਪਲੇਸ ਇਜ਼ ਸੋ ਹੌਟ ਇਜ਼ ਸੋ ਗਰਮ ਇਟਸ ਅ ਬਰਨਿੰਗ ਪਲੇਸ ਹਾਊ ਕੈਨ ਵੀ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਪੀਸ ਵੈਨ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਵੇਅਰ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟ।
ਸਰਬ ਸੀਗਾਰ ਤੰਬੋਲ ਰਸ ਸਨ ਦੇਹੀ ਸਭ ਖਾਮ।
ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨਸ ਜਸਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਵਾਈਫ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਪੁਟਸ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਮੇਕਅਪ ਔਨ ਸਰਬ ਸੀਗਾਰ ਤੰਬੋਲ ਰਸ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਹਰ ਹਸਬੈਂਡ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਹੈ ਵਟ ਡਿਜ ਆਲ ਦੈਟ ਮੇਕਅਪ ਵਟ ਇਜ ਆਲ ਦੈਟ ਸ਼ਿੰਗਾਰ ਵਟ ਇਜ਼ ਯੂਸ ਆਫ ਦੈਟ ਸੋ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਵਿਦ ਅਸ ਵਟ ਇਜ ਦ ਯੂਸ ਆਫ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਦੀਸ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਕਲੋਥਸ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਦੀਸ ਬਿਗ ਹਾਊਸਿਸ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਦੀਸ ਫਾਸਟ ਕਾਰਸ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਆਲ ਦ ਮਟੀਰੀਅਲਿਜ਼ਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ ਵਟ ਇਜ ਦੈਟ ਯੂਸ ਵੈਨ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਡਜ ਨਾਟ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟ ਵਿਦਇਨ ਅਸ ਔਰ ਵੀ ਹੈਵਨ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸਡ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟਿੰਗ ਵਿਦਇਨ ਅਸ।
ਪ੍ਰਭ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਕੰਤ ਵਿਹੂਣੀਆਂ ਮੀਤ ਸੱਜਣ ਸਭ ਜਾਮ।
ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਅਸ ਆਲ ਆਵਰ ਫਰੈਂਡਸ ਔਰ ਹੂ ਵੀ ਥਿੰਕ ਆਰ ਆਵਰ ਫਰੈਂਡਸ ਆਰ ਲਾਈਕ ਦ ਜਮਦੂਤਸ ਦ ਏਂਜਲਸ ਆਫ ਡੈਥ। ਵਾਈ ਆਰ ਦੇ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ? ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਜਨਰਲੀ ਆਵਰ ਫਰੈਂਡਸ ਸਪੋਰਟ ਅਸ ਟੂ ਡਿਵੈਲਪ ਮਟੀਰੀਅਲਿਸਟਿਕਲੀ ਆਵਰ ਫਰੈਂਡਸ and ourselves are in this aim through society to develop materialistically, so in some ways they are like the jamadut, the angels of death, because our friends generally don't bring us closer to the Lord. They generally, we are with our friends for worldly excitement, so they are like the angels of death.
ਨਾਨਕ ਕੀ ਬੇਨੰਤੀਆ ਕਰ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਦੀਜਾ ਨਾਮ।
ਤਾਂ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਫਾਰਮ ਆਫ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ is explaining, is doing a bainti, and that's the bainti we should be doing. Kar kirpa dija naam. We should be forever asking for the name of the Lord, that naam that we can start repeating so we can develop that oneness and experience the Lord Wahiguru within ourselves.
Har miloh swami sang prab jis ka nih chal taam.
Please join us with Akal Purkh Wahiguru jis ka nih chal taam. Taam means house. Nehchal means the house that doesn't go away. Chal means somebody who comes and goes. Nehchal means that place which doesn't come and go. That place is the house of the Guru, Tan Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. That is the place which doesn't come and go. That place is here forever. That is the only thing that is infinite, that is true, that will last forever. Everything else is false. Even our lives are false because one day our lives end. The house of Wahiguru, the Sangat of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, is the only truth because it lasts forever. And now, that explains the mindset of those Sikhs when they did that bainti to Baba Buddha Sahib Ji and Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji to give them a teaching. So Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji then continued this part of Baramaha. So the Sikhs of that time and in future time, whenever the beginning of the month would come, they would come to the Gurukar. And they would come to the sanctuary of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji and take the teachings of the Guru away rather than going to other places and trying to find satisfaction there. All our prayers could be answered at the beginning of the month through the teachings of Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji. And now we're going to try and contemplate on those teachings in this first month of Chet.
Chet Govind Aradhya Huva Anand Kana.
So Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji explains to us Chet Govind Aradhya. In this month of Chet, we should remember the Lord Govind. What does Govind mean? We know many names of the Lord, and each name has a different description. So each description gives us a message. Govind can be split up to Go and Vind. Go means this earth, and Vind means the protector of this earth. So Govind actually means the protector of the earth, our protector. We should remember that Lord who is our protector. Now, how do they protect us? If we think of the Sakhi from Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji, there was a Gursikh who's named Bhai Tiloka Ji. Bhai Tiloka Ji was actually a guard of a Mughal ruler. Okay, so he was a guard of a Mughal ruler of that time, but through his acquaintances, he was taken to the sanctuary of Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji. And when he came to the sanctuary of Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji, Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji, as well as giving Naam Di Daat, Charnamrit, as it was known then, they also gave them the message, the key messages to take away their head, as it would at that time. And the key messages at that time were those three key teachings that Sri Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji gave us. Naam Japana, Vandke Shakna, and Kirt Karni. to constantly repeat the name of the Lord, to live an honest life, and to share in our earnings. And as well as that, Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji gave the teaching to Paite Loka Ji that you shouldn't kill any jeev. Even though you're a god, for any reason, you shouldn't slaughter anybody or any jeev or any being, and you shouldn't be in, you know, like the Mughals did a lot of oppression. So you don't want to be part of any oppression against somebody who is undeserving. And Paite Loka Ji went back to his daily job, his daily duty as being a guard for this Mughal ruler of this area. And obviously being a guard, he would have all his weapons with him because he was one of his main guards. And in those days, a lot of hunting would go on. The rulers would do a lot of hunting. And this his ruler went on a hunt. And in that hunt, he saw a deer pass by. And the ruler tried to hunt down this deer, but he couldn't kill the deer. And as that deer went past Paite Loka Ji pulled out his sword and he killed the deer. As soon as he killed the deer, he realized the teachings, because he had become a Sikh of the Guru. He'd realized the teachings of Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji. He'd realized that as well as repeating the name, living an honest life and sharing in his earnings, he should not oppress any being and he should not kill any being. And he'd realized that's what exactly he'd just done. So he'd gone against those teachings of Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji. So what he did at that point, he changed his sword, which he'd carry his sword, he changed this blade of his sword to a wooden blade. So where that blade would have been made of grey iron or steel, and it would be the greatest blade to fight in a war, he changed his blade to wood and he put it into his mian, thinking that if I ever have to use it, I won't be able to kill any animal, I won't be able to have to kill anybody because my blade would be made of wood. He did his prayers and he begged for forgiveness and he continued in his daily duties with this ruler. There came a time where some of the other guards realized that Paite Loka Ji had a wooden blade and that he could not do his job properly. Now Paite Loka Ji continued to follow the teachings. He would repeat the name of the Lord constantly. He would share in his earnings with the needy and he would live an honest living. But when these other guards did this shakayat, did this complaint to the ruler said, I would like to see everybody's garpans, I want to see everybody's blades, I want to check that they're really sharp, razor sharp, so when we do go on a hunt or we do have a war, you are ready to fight and defend me. Paite Loka Ji got really worried. He got really worried because he knew he had a wooden blade, and that blade, he would be sacked. He was a poor person anyway, and how would he be able to live and look after his family? So what he did, he thought in his mind, he repeated the name of the Lord. He repeated the name of Dan Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji and the Gur Mantar which was given to him by Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji. And as these guards were lined up, the ruler checked every blade. And when they came to Paite Loka Ji's turn, and Paite Loka Ji repeated Dan Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji and pulled out his karpan, the blade actually changed from being wooden to being iron. And in fact, it was the best blade of all those guards. And in fact, he was then promoted and he was given, you know, his job was improved. So that Sakhi, the time of Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji, shows that no matter which line of work we're in, if we face difficulty, we'll always be protected. Because when we come to the Gurdwara, we are all forever wanting to become Sikhs of the Guru. But it's difficult to make those final steps. And we sometimes think, well, I need to do my studying first. I've got a certain job. I can't take Amrit, I can't keep my case because I'll be looked upon differently. If Paite Loka Ji thought that and he never came into the sanctuary, then he would have maybe just continued being in this Mughal force and continued in his faith that he was previously. But because he showed that faith, he showed that prosan Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji, he was then protected by Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji. Maybe we should take that faith when we come into the sanctuary and we bow to Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. We should have that prosa, that faith, that wherever we go in this world, we will be protected. And it's Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji is telling us, Jet Govind Aradhiya, that is the Lord who protects the earth, who protects us as his Sikhs. We should remember the Lord constantly in this month of Jet. Hove Anand Kana. And if we remember the Lord, what happens? Hove Anand Kana. Anand Kana is a type of bliss. Now, Anand is translated, if we split the word up of Anand, Ananda. The Dadda, if we take the Dadda out of that and we translate that Dadda, it translates to Dvaita Bhavana or duality. Duality being leaving the Lord and running into society and running behind Maya and the illusion of society and materialism. And Anand, the true Anand, is that Anand where we are outside of duality and we are fixed with the true Lord. And as we develop this bliss, we gain the bliss of Kana, ultimate bliss. Now there's different types of excitement or bliss. We can get excitement in through the Vishavikar. This is not the bliss that Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji is talking about. The bliss or the excitement of the Panjajor and materialism. It's not even the type of bliss maybe we get when we come to the Gurudwara or we repeat the name of the Lord and we have a bliss at that time. But then when we stop repeating the name or we go home, that excitement, that bliss goes away. If we continue in repeating the name of the Lord, we will be given the bliss of Brahmanand, Anandakana, bliss which is constant. So if we think of an example, if you think of a stream, sometimes streams, and we know we have, obviously, it's been in the news recently that there's a hose pipe ban, there's been a drought, the lakes have dried up. So if you think of yourself of a type of bliss where we repeat the name of the Lord, or we come to the Gurdwara, we do Sadh Sangat, we get a certain type of bliss, but when we go home, we lose it. That is a stage where, like those streams, like those lakes, which are full of water for a while, but when the sun comes out, they dry up. When we go to the wrong Sangat, that bliss goes away, and we are joined with Maya, this illusion again. But Guru Sahib Ji tells us, if we remember the Lord in this month of Chait, then we will be blessed with true Anand, like the ocean. That water doesn't go away in an ocean. It's there forever. And that is the type of Anand we will be given if we remember the name of the Lord. And how are we going to remember the name of the Lord? Santa Jana Milapaya. If we meet with the saints, the holy, how are we going to meet with those saints? We only meet with those saints in the Sadh Sangat, coming to the sanctuary of Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji, the sanctuary of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. And then what do? When we come to this sanctuary, Rasana Naam Pana. Rasana means our tongue. With our tongue, we repeat the name of the Lord. Now, another Sakhi, a famous Gursikh, Bhai Bidhi Chand, he's famed for bringing the two horses of Sri Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji back that were taken by the Mughals. But when he actually came to the sanctuary of the Guru, he came into the sanctuary of Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji, our fifth Guru. And Bhai Bidhi Chand was actually a thief in his previous Jeevan, let's say. And one time he was stealing cows on Majja from one village, and he was running and taking those to the next village. And what he would do, he'd steal them from one village, go to another village and sell them there. But the villagers found out that he'd taken away their cows, and they led chase behind him. Now, Bhai Bidhi Chand got really worried. And when he reached the next village, he saw a shappad. A shappad is like a collection of dirty water that we see in many pindis in India. When in most pindis, there's a collection of dirty water. It's called a shappad, like a swamp. And what he did was, he put those cows that he'd taken, and he put them into the shappad, and he knocked on one of the doors that was close there, and at that door was a Gursikh called Baba Adli Ji. And he told Baba Adli Ji everything, that he's actually a thief and he's come with his cows, and now the villagers are after him, and he'll be beaten, maybe even murdered, because that's what they used to do in those days. Please take me in, I beg for forgiveness. Now Baba Adli Ji took him in, being a Gursikh, showing compassion, took Baba Bidhi Chand into their house, and Baba Bidhi Chand explained everything. Now Baba Adli Ji said, there's only one way that you can be saved, and you can only be saved by remembering the name of the Lord. And the name of the Lord, obviously as we know it, is Vaheguru Mantar. And the Guru at that time was Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji. And Baba Adli Ji said, if you think of Tan Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji and repeat the name of the Lord, surely you will be blessed. Now the villagers came and saw those cows in that shappad. But while Baba Bidhi Chand Sahib Ji was repeating the name of the Lord with Baba Adli Ji in their house, what had happened to those cows, just like we have cows now with black patches, you know, a white cow and you have black patches. Sometimes in India, the Majja have different patches on them. And actually what had happened, the brown patches had turned to black and the black patches had turned to brown, so the colour had swapped over. And the villagers looked at those cows or those Majja, and they said, the number are the same number of cows, that have been staken. The sizes are very similar, but the color is different. So they started knocking on the doors of the villages, and they came to Baba Adaliji's house. And Baba Adaliji came out. They were in the, as Guru Sahib Ji says, ek sikh doe sadh sang, two Sikhs together make sadh sangat. And they were both repeating the name of the Lord. They were both in sadh sangat. And Baba Adaliji came out and they said, there is a thief who's nicked our cows. These cows look like ours. We're trying to find the thief. Has he come and come to your house? Now Baba Adaliji, being a Gursikh, didn't tell a lie. They said, I have this person who's just arrived. Eh chor lagdaya. He looks like a thief. Look at him, he's there. So they didn't lie. The villagers looked inside and they saw Baba Bidijan Sahib Ji repeating the name of the Lord. When they saw him, they looked at Baba Adaliji and they thought, well, Baba Adaliji is just playing a joke on us. They've just said it, that'd be chor lagda. But actually, he seems like a Sikh of Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji repeating the name of the Lord. So those villagers went away. Baba Adaliji showed Baba Bidijan Sahib Ji what had happened about the cows changing colour. They told Baba Bidijan Sahib Ji to now take those cows back to that village. And then they both went to the Sangat of Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji. And Baba Bidijan Sahib Ji begged for forgiveness, changed his ways from being a thief, and became one of the most famous Gursikhs of that time. And like I mentioned, this Baba Bidijan Sahib Ji went and saved the two horses, or brought back the two horses of Sri Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, and they fought in the jangs, in the four jangs with Sri Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji against the Mughals. So coming to the Sadh Sangat and repeating the name of the Lord helps us change our ways. So whatever line of work we're in, whatever is going on in our lives, if we come to the Sadh Sangat, we will find Gursikhs here. We will be inspired by those Gursikhs. We'll be inspired by the Bani of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, and we will be able to change our ways. And then we will be protected, just like by Bidijan Sahib Ji and by Tiloka Ji. We will be protected. The key is to have that faith in Guru Sahib Ji, just like those Gursikhs had that faith. And those who then complete that teaching, they then find the Lord Vaheguru. They develop through the stages, because as we were listening to the Kirtanis, Gavaho Sunaho Padho Netapai Gurpure Tu Rakhya. Guru Sahib Ji gave us a teaching. Gavo, sing, Padho, read, Sunaho, listen. They are the first stages of spirituality, to sing, to read, to listen. Because when we read Gurbani or sing Gurbani or repeat the name of the Lord, that is the first stage. And by repeating the name of the Lord, we then start listening to what we are reciting. And sometimes we don't even understand what we're reciting. But Guru Sahib Ji has blessed us in this way. This Gurbani, this Naam, is even if we repeat it, even if we don't really understand fully what it means, just by repeating it, it has an effect on us. And when we start repeating it and reciting it and listening to what we are saying, then we will start understanding it. Sunaya Sata Santoka Gyan. Just like we read in Japji Sahib, just by listening, we gain gyan, we gain knowledge, we start understanding Gurbani. When we start understanding it, then we can start believing in it, which moves us on to the next stage. Because first we have to read, then we have to listen. When we're listening, we start understanding, we start believing in the Gurbani, we have parosa, we have faith in the Gurbani. And when we have faith, the next stage is to follow the teachings and act on those teachings. And when we start acting on those teachings, we are then doing what Guru Sahib Ji has told us to do, and therefore we then develop spiritually and become one with the Lord. So those who come to the Sadh Sangat, those who repeat the name of the Lord with their tongue, those who then start developing spiritually, they find the true Lord, I, this Hegana, and only those are worthy coming to this earth. If we don't find Waheguru while we're here in this human form, then it's been a waste, because we've been through all these 8.4 million lives. And if we haven't found Waheguru at the end of it, especially being Sikhs of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, having that even more blessings than every other human on this world, then it's been a waste. Those Gursikhs who then follow that spiritual path, they realize that even an instant without the Guru, without repeating the name, Bertha Janamajana, like I've just explained, their life is worthless, even being away from the Guru in an instant. Now again, it seems very It seems very hard to do, and in this day and age, we're stuck in society, we're stuck in work, we think to ourselves, just repeating the name of the Lord, that's easy. Or repeating the name of the Lord, I can do that when I'm older. But a gursikh, even an instant, if they're away from that name, they realize that that instant has been a waste in their lives. And who are we repeating the name of? We're not repeating the name of any prophet. We're not repeating the name of any pakhandi, any spirit person who sets him up as being spiritual, any person that takes us away from Akal Purkh Waheguru. We're repeating the name of that Waheguru who is Jal, who is in the... Jal means water, so God exists in water. Thal means everywhere where it's dry. So God exists everywhere where it's dry. Mahi translates to everywhere where on land, and Allah translates to everywhere in the skies. Pureya, they are complete in all those places, but also Ravya Vichavana, even in the bushes, in the trees, God exists. So in other words, we're repeating the name of the Lord of Waheguru who exists everywhere. They're not in one place. They're not nothing small. They're absolute, the greatest power, because they are the only power, the infinite Lord. If we repeat the name of the infinite Lord who has the infinite treasure, then obviously we are going to be blessed because we're going to be his sons and daughters. If we don't repeat the name of the Lord, when we don't repeat the name of the Lord, all those pains and sufferings, how can I count all that pain and suffering when I don't repeat the name? We know in our lives, when we go home, we've got so many things going on in our lives. We've got so many stresses, so many tensions, sometimes to do with work, sometimes to do with money, sometimes to do with family, sometimes to do with our friends. The only sanctuary is the name of the Lord. The only sanctuary is repeating his name or coming to the Sadh Sangat. Because if we don't have that, we don't have no support. We don't have that protection like Baite Lokaji, like Baba Bidi Chand Sahibji. I can share with you many sakhis of gursikhs who started off in a bad way and became some of the greatest gursikhs of our time that we read about. But we generally think to ourselves, we don't want any of this. And we're going away from the Guru's teachings. The only way in this world in Kaljug is through the Guru's teachings. If not, then we will always be caught up in those pains and sufferings that we have, those tensions, those worldly tensions, and we'll be caught up in the Panjachor, and our life will be just wasted away, because when we die, our day of judgment, we will be then put back into 8.4 million lives, and then the whole process will go again. Only those who come to the sanctuary, repeat the name of the Lord, follow the teachings of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji and the 10 Gurus, will we then have that opportunity to be free from the 8.4 million lives. Ravya can be translated to repeat the name of the Lord, or even experience the Lord, the husband Lord. Tinna paagmana. Only those who experience the Lord, they are those with good fortune. We're only going to experience the Lord by repeating his name, by coming to the Sadh Sangat. Then will we be given that good fortune.
Har darshan kau man lochda, nanak pyaas mana.
The gursikhs always forever loaching of the darshan. They want the darshan of Waheguru. Not just the darshan in their physical form on this earth, Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, so they will constantly come into the sanctuary, but they want that spiritual darshan, that abnasi darshan that doesn't go away, that oneness with Akal Purkh Waheguru. Then Sri Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji, in the form of Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji, is telling me that's their pyaas, that's their thirst for that darshan. Their famous gursikhs, again, Pai Roop Chand Ji, Pai Roopa, they are known as, there is even a village named after them, and their father, Pai Sadhu Ji. Now, Pai Sadhu Ji used to actually follow Sakhi Sarwar. It was actually a peer, a spiritual person from the Islamic sect. And he actually married a gursikh. His wife was a gursikh. And I'm not going to extend the Sakhi too long because we're short of time, but he married a gursikh Bibi. Now, the gursikh Bibi, when she got married, because in those days they didn't see who they were marrying, and they only found out that this family wasn't a Sikh of Sri Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, but they were followers of Sakhi Sarwar, who was from the Islamic sect. But as they were going away, when they got married, this Bibi, they would be carried on in a dolly, and the dolly usually would be in front, and the husband would be on the back, behind on a horse. And what she did, she spoke to the people carrying her dolly, or the carriage, and she heard Asadiwar the Kirtan. She heard the Kirtan in Bhai Ki Droli. It's a village in the south of Punjab. And there resided Sri Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji at that time. And she persuaded her people who were carrying her carriage to take her to Sri Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji. And as she went to Sri Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji, obviously her husband followed on the horse. And as soon as the husband and wife came off the horse and out of a carriage, they did the darshan of Sri Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji. And just by doing the darshan sometimes of our Guru, all those blessings are given to us. And Sri Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji, as soon as Bhai Sadhu Ji looked and did the darshan of Sri Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji, his mindset changed in that instant. He realized what he'd been doing and he became a Sikh of the Guru. Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji explained or gave him hukam that he does not, from now on, and all his family does not follow Sakhi Sarwar. And when he went back home, he actually destroyed that place where they used to worship Sakhi Sarwar in his house. And his family all became Gursikhs of the Guru, and they're quite famous family, because Bhai Rupa Ji, when his son was born, Sri Guru Hargobind Sahib named him Bhai Rupchand. And there's a village in the south of India named after him, Bhai Rupa Ji. And the Sakhi I'm sharing with you, Har Darshan Koman Lochada, there was a time when they were in their village, and they were farming in their village, and it was such a hot day, when they turned on the tap, or they went into the stream to get the water, they realized the water was so cool. And just before they drank this water, they, in their minds, they thought, this water is so cool, it's so thanda in such a hot day, wouldn't it be great if we could give this water first to Tan Sri Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji before we drink it? So they're forever thinking about their Guru, and they're thinking about the darshan. And Sri Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji, who are many miles away in Bhai Ki Droli, leaves their place, and the Gursikhs are watching that Sri Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji have stepped up and they've left on their horse. And where did they go? They went to these two Gursikhs, Bhai Sadhu Ji, the father, and Bhai Rupchand, Bhai Rupa Ji, the son. And they were blessed with the darshan of Sri Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji, and they gave that water to Guru Sahib Ji first before they drank the water. So this is the state of mind and the faith and the prosa in Guru Sahib Ji. Because if you give everything, tan, man, tan, our body, our mind and our wealth, if we give everything to Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, they are the form of the 10 Gurus on this earth now. If we have that faith in Guru Granth Sahib Ji, just like the 10 Gurus previous in all these Sakhiyan gave the blessings to those Gursikhs, we would still get those same blessings. But the key is us making that decision, taking that parda of hankar from our mind and making that step towards the Guru and giving everything to the Guru, having complete faith in the Guru. And that should be our thirst constantly when we come to Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji's sanctuary.
Jet milai so prabhu tiskai pai laga.
And those people, jet milai so prabhu. So in this month of Chet, those who find the true Lord, tiskai pai laga. Pai can mean the charan. So the charan of the Gursikhs, the Sadh Sangat, the charan of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Those who find the charan will find the true Lord in this month. Now the teachings, the question which may come into our minds is, how do we make a relationship with Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji? Because the gurus of the past were in human form. And so the problem we have in our faith, we're always looking for somebody who is a human. We're always looking for a human being to give us guidance. We don't necessarily need any human to give us guidance, because all our guidance is contained in the teachings in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. The way to build a relationship is as simple as repeating his name, Vaheguru Mantar, repeating possibly the Mool Mantar, or repeating, reciting Gurbani. If we just do that, like I said earlier, we will read, we will sing through Kirtan, we will start to listen to what we're saying, then Guru Sahib Ji will bless us himself, we will start to understand, and by understanding, we will then start believing and then acting on those teachings. So the way to build the relationship is actually to come in the Sadh Sangat and repeat his name and recite his Gurbani through Kirtan, or through reading Gurbani through Paat. And that is the only way to build the relationship. And if we do build that relationship with Guru Sahib Ji, just like Pai Tiloka Ji, just like Pai Rup Chand Ji, just like Baba Bidhi Chand Sahib Ji, we will be blessed. We will be given good fortune, and we will be saved out of this Kaljug, out of the 8.4 million lives. And we will be find oneness with Waheguru. Not just at the end of this life, but we'll experience Waheguru while we're living. We will become Jeevan Mukta. So while I've shared the teachings of this month of Chet, I'm sure I've made countless mistakes, and if I've offended anybody, I beg for forgiveness. I beg you, the Sadh Sangat, to bless me, so if I continue doing this discourse, that I can do the correct discourse so we can all learn together and we can all develop together. Because sometimes we say Gurbani, we have to vichar Gurbani. And sometimes we decide to vichar Gurbani and discuss it. Vicharing Gurbani is actually an internal thing. When we read, when we recite ourselves, whether we're reciting in the Sadh Sangat or at home, vicharing means to contemplate what Guru Sahib Ji is saying to us. Because Guru Sahib Ji can be giving each of us different teachings. And we have to contemplate what Guru Sahib Ji says to us. Vicharing doesn't necessarily mean to discuss it and argue. Me find a Gurbani Pankti from one place and say, this is what it means. And somebody else goes from somewhere else and say, no, we should be doing this. Gurbani Vicharing is actually contemplating on the Gurbani that we're reading at that time and trying to put that into our lives and vichar. What vicharing means, vichar of what we're doing in our lives. How are we living our lives now? That's what we should be vicharing. And then, after we're reflecting on that, we should implement the teachings of Guru Sahib Ji. So I beg Tan Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji that can bless us all with Gursikhi, so maybe we can all experience that oneness while we're living. And if we can all experience that oneness while we're living, I'm sure we will be able to share with others and this world will be a better place. Likhe kata hai na shutiya khin khin pulan har baksan har baksale nanak par utar
har darshan ko man lochda nanak pyas mana chet milai so prabhu tis kai paaye laga.
वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह।